You're listening to the Closing Mark Report on this Thursday afternoon. Pete Leavitt is away today. Mike Tenora of T-Storm Weather out of Chicago is with us. Mike, thanks so much for filling in. Tell me about the weather forecast for the next week or so. Farmers will want to get into the field, but they may be slowed down by a little rainfall.
Yes, well, we have kind of two different competing situations for planting across the Corn Belt and especially across Illinois. On the one hand, temperatures right now, at least topsoil temperatures, are too cold for widespread planting to begin. As of yesterday morning, most areas had topsoil temperatures hovering around 40 degrees or so, and we really need that number to be up into the 50s to have widespread corn planting begin. The good news is that as we move into the weekend, and especially early next week, we have a large system that develops across the Rockies and into the plains that will turn winds from the south across a large portion of the central U.S. And ultimately, what that means for Illinois and surrounding states is that temperatures will surge to above average levels for several days next week, especially Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, maybe even Wednesday if things work out. We could see widespread maximums into the 60s, 70s, and even the 80s, depending on exactly how everything works out. And that's especially good news for southern Illinois farmers, where typically planting would begin right about now, and we need that topsoil to warm. But the other side of the coin is that with all of that warmth comes a lot of humidity, and with that system also moving eastward at the same time, we set up a clash zone right across the central U.S., and we expect widespread rain and thunderstorms to eventually develop next week. We're looking for widespread 1 to 2 inch rains across most of the Corn Belt, possibly even higher than that across the Mississippi Delta and even stretching up into southern Illinois. The real question is, when will this rain begin? Right now, it looks like a majority of it will begin Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. So there might be a small window for planting to start next week, but it will quickly close by heavy rain, due to heavy rain at least, as next week progresses.
Is this the first in a series of storms that might come across the Midwest, or just an isolated rainstorm?
We think that it's the beginning of a stormy pattern, and the reason we say that is because we just had some big rains go through parts of the southern plains and into the Delta. We have two more systems moving across the northern plains and the northern Corn Belt this weekend. Then finally, that big system around midweek in the middle of the Corn Belt around Illinois. But it does look like another large warm-up will begin late next weekend or early the following week, so we're talking right around the middle of the month. More than likely, when you get a big warm-up this time of the year, rain accompanies it. So we're not believing that a large period of warm and dry weather is coming. We think more of a typical pattern of warm weather with rain and thunderstorms is happening this month.
Will those rains fall on the parts of the western Corn Belt, Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, that have been so very dry even through the winter months?
Yes, we think that they will receive quite a bit of rain. Actually, they might be one of the bigger beneficiaries of rain, especially around Monday, Tuesday of next week. A half inch, 1.5 inches of rain, somewhere in that range, looks like a pretty decent possibility. And keep in mind that yields are really driven by what happens later in the year, June, July, and August, for corn and soybeans. So things could tend to improve with that rain coming up, despite the dryness in recent months.
Mike, thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
You're welcome.
Mike Tenora is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois, joins us here on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report. You have a great afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason.